Mazel.
Bonjour, Madame Reynoso. What's happened? Off the cuff, come back.
Off the cuff returns, still minus Andrea. And it's me and Oiseau. Yes, I came back. I had a wonderful trip. I was in Maastricht with my beautiful daughter, Isa, who is studying in university over there.
Okay, so normally you must know which day we are. We are Friday.
The 11th.
March.
2016.
Is off the cuff number?
I have no idea.
Me too. So, what's happened exactly in Roville, chers auditeurs? In fact, we don't know. Like usual, we decide to say hello to you because we come back after 1 month of silence. But finally, I stay in the forest and we know nothing. So yeah, why to speak?
Wazo, you were the one that was here. What happened? It was a very busy birthday week. There were many, many events. I came at the tail end of it and just wanted to be quiet and enjoy the golden day. What were you busy with?
Exactly. You see, Roville Radio is the voices of Roville. So if you look after the Roville program, you will see that Roville Radio translates all the atmosphere that have been done and performed during 1 month in Roville during your absences. But in fact, there is different voice. There is different positionments of Rovillian. There is some Rovillian. During this month, they don't want to be here. In fact, they want to disappear, to be
Are you
off.
One of these Orovillians, Oiseau?
I am one of the Orovillians. Sometimes I don't like too much all this official months or 2 months of guests, tourism, celebrations, stuff like that.
Why you don't like it, Oiseau? Let's go deeper into the question.
It's a good question. One day I will answer when I would like, will be ready after some different kind of yoga, ready to express the deeper feelings that I have about this, not rejections, because I oppose to nothing, just I do not participate in these collective agitations that suddenly, you don't know why, everybody have to expose, exhibit something, and voilà, this is my position. But, you know, just like that. I just speak to some invisible auditor.
So you just stayed at home in the forest. You looked after your trees. You looked after the dogs.
By the way, it's more and more dry. It's the time now to start to
give
some water.
Yes, thank God for all that rain.
To put some mulching on the tree. So we are doing that.
The mango trees are flowering.
Yeah, we stay in the forest.
So we're trying to give them some water so they survive.
So I listen to radio to know what's happened, in fact. Okay. So there is other positionment. It was just a remark about that. There is Rovillians that they don't participate, they don't go to this month of events.
Well, that also becomes harder and harder as many people have responsibilities that they need to attend to.
No, no questions of excuse like that. No, there is no. I'm not alone. Huh? There is a lot of Rovillians, they do the same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm. You are not surprised. You smile, but...
I smile. Well, no, I think it's normal that, spontaneous gatherings, when they become less spontaneous and more planned, it's true that they maybe don't appeal anymore to the same group of people. And also, we've also had
exactly,
40 years
exactly,
of
exactly,
things.
Exactly,
it's quite all right to have leave the place
to others.
There is
a kind of generation. Some generation need to have this. Some people need to have this official aspect. But one voice of Orville say, sorry, we stay sometimes in silence, invisible. Okay. So, this is what just we can say, the off the cuff, we are not here to report about what's happened in Roville. We are here to express a deeper inner feeling.
But I want to tell you about my deeper inner feeling. First of all, I had a wonderful trip.
Ah,
it
finally.
Was really nice to be with my daughter, and it was really nice to see her hard at work. Actually, they work really hard. When they're not reading, they're writing. When they're not writing, they're attending class. When they're not doing that, they're doing research or shopping for their food in the few hours
student,
that are
yeah,
left.
Yeah.
It's student life, yeah.
Yeah.
Maastricht is a very nice town.
Okay, this is... okay, 1 minute. So then... You came back, suddenly some issue, you start to jump on some issue. If I understood, Madame Reynou, or not at all, you stay quiet.
No, I stay quiet. I do my work. I persist on the things I don't agree with.
What are your persist on the things?
Well, for example, I still find that the DMG is not at all a
DMG
useful...
DMG means?
Data Management Group. So I sent a reminder that I'm still opposed to this newly formed group.
Okay.
Not only was it there by 1 month, but 1 month later it was already a block in the wheel of doing things. So I don't think it's useful at all. And just because some people have some fears, it doesn't mean we have to celebrate everybody's fears. We need to move forward towards transparency, collective identity. We need the use of statistics to make informed decisions. So I generally hope that something more positive rather than a group that is just formed on one negative use is created.
Okay, this is point number one.
Yeah.
Now, the second one, you must have another issue pending somewhere in your...
No, I've been catching up with the news, looking at the radio. I saw that the Sacred Groves, I listened to a little bit of the Sacred Groves recording, and I was quite surprised by some of the things I heard. Very unexamined kind of statements that I heard from some older Orwellians. And I can understand perhaps their frustration, which is why they say things. But the one statement that really stayed out is, I don't believe in sustainability. So I find that, you know, that's like saying I don't believe in global warming. Well, you can believe in it or not. It's happening. Certainly human beings have had their part in it, and it's definitely when we talk about new consciousness, it's very difficult for people who were born in a previous time to understand that environmental concerns is the new consciousness, is an aspect of the new consciousness. So they're not accepting it and thinking that this is just something that's annoying them and getting in the way of progress, when that is progress. So that's a little bit funny to actually hear Orwellian say things like that. So,
okay, so that was
the second thing.
Number two.
So that was from listening to things.
Okay, so you are completely quiet, so there is no other issues that suddenly your mind, your heart, or other part of your body...
I'll tell you what, since I came back, I've decided that I need to have a completely different attitude, because my own attitude is also unsustainable for my own personal health. And it was nice to have a break from Oroville. And it was nice also to be able to observe this kind of high tension and upsetness that one lives in if one has a utopian ideal that's not being manifest as per our own thoughts. So that creates a lot of tension and frustration. And I've decided, you know, actually things are happening at the level of consciousness that we have. So if we tried to do a lot better with the level of consciousness that we have, it probably wouldn't work. So it's disappointing, and I wish we were further ahead, but we are where we are.
Yes, we are where we are. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Au revoir, merci.
Nous sommes là. C'est quoi ce voix-là?
We are where we are. C'est vrai.
All right, bye.
Okay.